Hironohoshi 246. If one speaks or acts with pure thoughts, happiness follows them, like a shadow that never leaves. The Buddha. It was a beautiful spring day, not too hot, not too cold. The five little children were on a picnic with their parents. Father picked up an onigiri, a rice ball, and said, "Do you know why this day is a special day?" Mother smiled while the children all looked at each other. "It's Sunday, no school, duh," shouted Riaz. Everyone laughed at that. Father said patiently, "Today is April 8th, the day we celebrate the birth of Buddha." "Do you all know who Buddha is?" Father asked suspiciously. All the children laughed. Mother asked Anissa, the youngest, "Anissa, tell Daddy what you know about Buddha." "Buddha was a great teacher from God, a manifestation of God," she said carefully. "Good job, Anissa," everyone said encouragingly. Then Asma tilted his head and asked, "Did Buddha come before or after Christ?" The children all looked at each other and then at Mother. Mother smiled and said, "About 2,500 years ago, Buddha was born in Nepal, a country north of India." "So that would be before Christ, wouldn't it?" asserted Mona. "Yes," continued Mother. "He was born in a beautiful garden. He grew up as a prince and lived in a great palace. As a child, he was called Siddhartha. His father wanted to protect him from all the suffering of the world. So he kept Siddhartha inside the walls of the palace. When Siddhartha was a young man, he left the palace in the middle of the night and went out to discover what the world was really like. He was so sad to see all the suffering in the world, and he meditated to find the answer to everyone's suffering. He then spent the rest of his life teaching those around him how to escape the suffering of this life. That is how Siddhartha became known as the Buddha, the Enlightened One. Just like all the manifestations of God, he taught the people that by strengthening their spiritual side, the physical problems of the world would not affect them. He taught them how to become happy by helping others around them. Buddha taught the people by using stories. These stories were first written down 550 years after Buddha died. One of the first printed books was the Buddha's Sutras. The scroll had a picture made from wood blocks. And the texts were of gold ink on blue indigo rice paper. The stories that the Buddha told his followers to teach them still remain today. They are called the Jataka tales. Often the Jataka tales are about animals acting like humans. Riaz interrupted, "Maybe it's really about humans acting like animals." Everyone laughed. "Maybe you're right," agreed Mother. "Would you like to hear some Jataka tales?" asked Mother. "Yay!" shouted the children. Then the children laughed when Father shouted "Yay!" with them. Mother began, "And while the Buddha sat and all those around him listened, these are the stories he told. When one person tells a falsehood, 100 repeat it as true. Once there was a rabbit that went to sleep under a coconut tree. While he was asleep, a large coconut fell from the tree. Bang! The rabbit jumped up and yelled, 'The earth is breaking up!' All the rabbits in the area that heard him started yelling, 'The earth is breaking up!' until there were 100 rabbits yelling this. A deer heard them and asked what was wrong, and all the rabbits shouted, 'The earth is breaking up!' The deer, in a panic, told all her friends and family, and they all began shouting the same thing, 'The earth is breaking up!' A buffalo heard them, and he and his friends started yelling, This caused the rhino to hear about it, and then all the rhinos started frantically yelling, "The earth is breaking up!" Even the tiger started roaring it. And that started all the elephants on a stampede, with the whole jungle screaming, "The earth is breaking up!" They were all stampeding toward a great cliff and were all about to fall to their death when the Lion King ran in front of them, roaring his fierce roar. All the animals stopped and listened to the lion. He asked who first started the story, and finally the silly rabbit was discovered. The rabbit took the lion and all the other animals back to the place where he'd been sleeping, and they all saw the coconut. The Lion King explained to all the animals what had happened, and they all went about their business. Shala jumped up and said, "I heard that story before, only with different animals." The other children nodded. "Tell us another one, Mom," asked Mona. "Okay," said Mother. "Here's a good one for Riaz," she said with a twinkle in her eye. "Disaster can come from opening your mouth at the wrong time. Once there was a turtle who became good friends with a couple of geese." "Is Riaz the turtle or the geese?" asked Asma. Mother just smiled and continued. "They had stayed friends all summer, but it was time to go south for the winter. The geese told the turtle how wonderful their new home was. The turtle really wanted to go, so the geese figured out a way to take him. They brought a stick and told the turtle to hold on to the middle of the stick with his mouth, while each goose took one of the ends so that they could fly him to their new home. The geese warned the turtle not to open his mouth or he would fall to his death. The turtle assured them he could do that. So off they flew with the turtle hanging on the stick between the two strong geese. The problem came when they flew over a new nearby pond. Some children playing looked up and started laughing at the turtle flying with two geese. And did you ever see anything so silly in your whole life?" they laughed. The turtle got his feelings hurt and wanted to tell them he was not silly, but very wise to be able to fly like this. Of course, when he opened his mouth to say that, you know what happened. "Disaster comes from opening his mouth at the wrong time," put in Mona as she nodded to Riaz. With that, all the children laughed. Another one," shouted the children. This time it was Father who started, while Mother poured everyone some orange juice and uncovered the cookies. "If a family lives in harmony, all their affairs will prosper. Once there was a monkey king who ruled over 8,000 monkeys. In his kingdom was a mango tree as big as the moon. The monkeys lived in the tree and ate the large, delicious mangoes. One of the branches of the mango tree went across the river. If one of the mangoes fell into the river, the Monkey King yelled, 'Danger will come if a mango floats downstream!' So the monkeys were very careful to catch all the mangoes that fell into the river. One night, though, while all the monkeys were asleep, a big, fat mango fell off the tree and floated away. In the morning, a human king found the huge, delicious mango. After tasting it, he sent his men upstream to get the mango. The men found the huge mango tree that evening, but they were too tired, so they lay down to sleep near the tree. While the men slept, the Monkey King ordered the monkeys to quickly eat up every single mango in the tree before the men woke up. Unfortunately, the men woke up and saw the monkeys eating the last of the mangoes and started shooting arrows at the monkeys. The Monkey King quickly made a bridge with his body from the mango tree branch hanging across the river to the banyan tree on the other side of the river. He made all the monkeys go across his body to the safety of the banyan tree on the far side of the river. The human king was amazed at what the Monkey King had done. All I'm doing is saving fruit. Well, the Monkey King has just saved his whole tribe. I've learned a great lesson today. The Human King went back to his kingdom, forgetting the fruit, and began doing great deeds in service to all his people. Father finished the story, and all the children sat thinking about what they'd heard. So what was the moral of this story? Asked Father.
If everyone works together, it will be good for everybody, said Shala.
Close enough, laughed Father.
One more, shouted the children.
Father looked at Mother and shrugged his shoulders.
Okay, said Mother, I like this one.
Heaven remembers those whose hearts are true. An old woman found two pigs. She named them Big Snout and Little Snout, and treated them as her own children. One day, some drunken men came to her door saying they were hungry and wanted to buy her pigs. She said no, the pigs were like her own children, and she would not sell them. The men came back with weapons and were ready to take the pigs by force. Little Snout was very afraid, but Big Snout said, "Don't be afraid." And he started chanting the perfections of love, a great prayer that disperses all evil. Magically, his voice began to sound louder and louder and filled the old woman's house. Then the sounds of love traveled outside to pierce the ears of the men so that they lay down their weapons.
Oh, that reminds me of what Abdu'l-Bahá said. When a thought of war comes, oppose it by a stronger thought of peace. A thought of hatred must be destroyed by a more powerful thought of love, Asma said excitedly.
Mother nodded and then continued. The sounds of love traveled all the way to the palace, and the king heard it and said, "Who is making that lovely sound?" The king followed the sound until he came to the woman's house and found the pig. The king was so happy he gave the woman a palace to live in, and she and the pigs lived there. The pigs were clothed in jewels and perfumed. 500 guards protected them at all times. On holy days, Big Snout would chant the perfections of love, so that peace, truth, and love reigned throughout the kingdom.
Riaz clapped his hands and laughed at the end of the story. A jeweled and perfumed pig! That would be a sight to see, he teased.
Shala was very indignant and said,
So what if it was a pig? Maybe the point of the story is that you shouldn't pay so much attention to the outside of the person, but listen to what they're saying.
I think it means that good things happen to people that have a kindly tongue, suggested Mona.
Anyone else have any ideas? Mother asked.
We shouldn't eat pigs, said Asma.
Everyone laughed at this because they knew Asma hated it when anyone ate meat because he felt sorry for the animals. The sun was just starting to set. Mother began packing up the picnic and told the children,
We have to go to school tomorrow and you all need baths.
Ah, sighed the children. But everyone helped put the things in the car. They were all happy with their picnic that turned out to be a celebration of the birth of Buddha.